need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Alex here, and you're listening to another episode of the Market Adventures podcast. I want you to know, investing is not an easy concept for most of us to understand, and options trading is even harder. That's why I've created a beginner's course on option trading. There, I give you three strategies you can use today, and I hold your hand all the way through the process, so there's no way to worry. Today, everybody can get 50% off. Just go to stockcourses.co and use code 456 to get 50% off. Stockcourses.co, code 456. Discount ends today. Now, let's walk through the first steps to investing that I would take if I had to start over this summer. Stay tuned. Now, step one, financial analysis. An income statement and a balance sheet need to be made. This is taken straight from Rich Dad, Poor Dad, right? So this one is very simple. You want to draw two boxes, one on top of the other. In the top box, write income above it, right, as a title. In the bottom box at the top, write expenses. The top box is how much money you have coming in from labor or your work. The bottom box is how much money you have coming out or going out that isn't tied to a long-term debt. So we'll talk about food, gas, fun, entertainment, streaming, clothes, etc. Go and do that now. Next, draw two boxes, but side to side. In the left box, write assets. In the right box, write liabilities. Assets bring money in each month or store some kind of value. Right, so like physical gold or a business that doesn't require you to be there, right? It doesn't require your labor. Paper assets like stocks, cash balance in an interest-bearing account. Those are sorts of assets. Liabilities, which is in the right box, are tied to some kind of long-term debt or take money out each month. A car note, credit cards, student loans, and even your house, right? Your house takes money out of your account, right? You have to pay that mortgage every single month, right? Now, there is an exception, right? If you bought this house with a strategy in mind, right? Let's say you bought it in a neighborhood that you knew was up and coming, right? You knew it was developing, but it wasn't quite where it's going to be. Or let's say you had improvement plans for the house before you even bought it. And as soon as you bought it, you made improvements and you increased the value of the house, right? Just buying a house and with the idea that, okay, all houses go up in value, they always go up, that's not necessarily an asset, right? But buying it with the intention of now getting rid of it later on or renting it out or something like that, then it kind of becomes an asset. But for right now, if you're paying a mortgage, it's a liability. Second step, create a super simple plan, right? The key word here is simple. Simple financial assessment and a simple plan for step two. Now, I'm going to dedicate this much money to my investing, period. Now, if I have debt, I'm going to commit a percentage of my income to high interest debt and paying that high interest debt down, which is typically credit cards, right? And then I'm going to dedicate a percentage to invest. Now, if you have no debt or no real impactful debt, you can just dedicate a certain amount to investing. But if you have credit cards, if you have a car note, if you have, you know, student loans, where student loan interest isn't really that high, but if you have a car note, if you have a credit card, those are typically pretty high, right? you want to dedicate a percentage of your income to paying that debt off and dedicate a percentage to investing. You have to have a dedicated amount to investing. Read Richest Man in Babylon. It's a short book, very, very quick. You can even download an audiobook and get a good breakdown of how you can break up your income. But you got to stick to those breakdowns if you really want this to work. Step three, right? The third step. Start and get free stuff. I choose Robinhood and TD Ameritrade to start. Now, when I say get free stuff, almost all of these little apps have some kind of incentive, right? So if you click on my link, you get three free stocks when you open up an account, right? And the same thing for me. Like if I send you a link, I get three free stocks and you get three free stocks, right? Something like that. And I know that works particularly with Robinhood, but I think Webull has it. I think of all the other platforms have it. But again, I choose Robinhood and TD Ameritrade. Now, my Robinhood account is where I'm going to use that to kind of watch price movement, right? I'm just going to watch things move, right? At least in the early part of this investing journey. I'm just going to watch money move. I'm going to put a little bit of money in there, you know, $5, $10, and slowly allow it to build up as long as I'm not breaking my rule of investing a certain amount of money of my paycheck into my investing and my debt, right? Now, the Robinhood is not going to get that investing money. Right, Robinhood's gonna get okay. I'm not gonna buy a 4 for $4 from Wendy's. I'm gonna take that $4.89 and put it in Robinhood. Right, I'm not gonna get a latte from Starbucks. I'm gonna take that money and put it in Robinhood. Right, the investing percentage is gonna go into TD Ameritrade. Now, I would open up a Roth IRA with TD Ameritrade and deposit 10% of my money every 2 weeks, and either buy stocks right as soon as I deposit it or let the cash build up and buy stocks at a discount. Let's say I want AT&T, right? Right now, AT&T is at a discount, but let's say I want AT&T and AT&T was an all-time high. Maybe I didn't want to buy AT&T right now. Maybe I wanted it to come down a little bit, so I just put money into my account and let that build up until it was time for me to buy. It depends on what stock you want, right? If you want tech stocks, right now, tech stocks are selling pretty low, right? Or they're not selling pretty low, but they're being sold off, right? They still have a ways to go before they come down to a non-overvaluated level. But if maybe say you want Apple, but you want Apple to come a little bit lower, then you put money in that account, you let it stack up until Apple comes down to a price that you want. With Robinhood, right, you're going to put that money, put a percentage into your TD Ameritrade. That's going to be your investing money. Right, but the Robinhood is going to get a little bit of a bleed from, let's say you're a personal trainer and you train somebody and you get $20, but that's not from your income side, right? So you take that $20 and you put it in Robinhood, right? Or let's say you sell food, right? You cater events on the side. Let's say you catered an event, you got paid $200. Well, that's a good amount of money. Maybe you take that $200, maybe you put, you know, that a good chunk of that towards your investing, and now you take a small percentage of that and put it into Robinhood, right? Because you're just using Robinhood to watch the charts and to just practice, okay, let me buy, okay, let me watch it, let me sell, let me get an understanding of how price moves, right? Now, the next 6 months are going to go kind of like this, right? Again, this is if I had to go back, this is how I would do it, right? It's going to go like this. If I deposit into my TD account religiously, you're going to be surprised at how large that balance will grow to in 6 months without affecting your life at all. A lot of people find investing hard to start because, one, there's that barrier of I don't know how to do it. But once they get past that, it's where am I going to get the extra money? I'm already using my money to do X, Y, and Z. When if you just take 10%, you realize that you didn't even need that 10%. Or if you take 5%, you realize that it really didn't affect your life that much on the, fun and enjoyment side. But that 5% every single month made a big difference 6 months down the road, right? Because of compound interest, right? Because of compounding when you buy stocks, things like that, right? So 6 months down the line, that account has blown up to, you know, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, nice and solid. And it didn't affect your life that much. It didn't derail your life. It didn't stop you from having fun. All right, in 6 months, what you'll also see is that you've accelerated your debt repayment because you took another percentage out of your paycheck and dedicated that to debt. Now, you are already on an automatic payment balance, an automatic payment schedule, right? Every month, Chase takes out $60 out of my account. Or every month, my student loan comes out of my account without me thinking about it because I have it on auto pay. Well, you've been paying now a percentage of your check that wasn't automatically coming out. So you've been paying on top of the minimum payments. So now your debt has gone down significantly and your credit score has shot up. So now you have a nice credit score, right, that you can really work with. And now you have less debt moving on a faster repayment cycle than you would have had you not dedicated that extra money to paying down debt, right? And also, an added bonus, 6 months from now, you have done enough practice with Robinhood with everything that you learned from the options course, right? A little options plug there, of course. But you would have done enough practice with Robinhood, right? With small, insignificant amount of money. Like I said, a 4 for $4 from Wendy's, a nugget meal, right? A 4-piece McNugget meal from McDonald's or whatever. That extra piece of chump change that you really didn't need, you were putting in this account and just playing with it. And you've learned enough from this options course. You've learned enough from just watching how price moves and learning how to anticipate movements based on this and that, whatever strategy you develop. In 6 months, you'll realize that your win percentage has gone way up. Now, I say percentage because you can't avoid losses. It's impossible. But you notice you'll start to win a little bit more than you're losing. And then you start winning a decent amount more. Then you'll be winning a lot more than you're losing. And you'll notice these things start to add up in your favor. Now, you can take a portion of those Robinhood wins, which weren't, right, that money was inconsequential at first. Right? It really didn't matter. But now that you're winning a little bit more, now you can afford to take some of those winnings and put it towards your debt repayment. So now you not only have an automatic and auto pay coming out, right? A minimum balance coming out every month. And that 5 to 10% that you already allocated to debt repayment coming out of your paycheck every month. Now you have your Robinhood wins, your profits paying into your debt repayment. And guess what? The faster you repay debt or the more you pay down on debt, the more money it seems like you're having at your disposal every month because their minimum payment balance goes down. The amount you have to pay in debt goes down. You know, I paid off recently just 2 credit cards I paid off and it feels like I have $100 extra coming to my paycheck. And the money's not coming in, it's just not going out, right? And that's a fantastic feeling to have, right? So, I mean, if I had to start over, it'd be really easy because I'm living it with 2 children under the age of 3, right? Right. Both my children are under the age of 3 and I'm doing it. I'm telling you, you can do it too. If you're a single man or a woman, this can be a walk in the park. Now, obviously, I don't know everyone's situation, but I know your situation isn't 2 kids that are that young, right? If you're a single man or a woman, right? This can be a walk in the park. Not that it will be, but it could be. If you're older, right? Maybe you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s. This can still be a walk in the park. Because if you had kids, they're gone, right? And you still have to worry about just yourself, right? You have your medical bills and things like that. But if you learn this right here, retirement then becomes easier because you're building that skill. This can work for anybody because the plan set up in step 1 and 2 that I had makes step 3 effortless, right? Finding out what your financial basis is, what your baseline is, where you're at. Step 2, dividing a plan that works fiscally for you and sticking to it. And step 3, getting started small and learning along the way so you can start scaling up. Right? You see, investing was never the problem. Getting started was. And now you have a blueprint. Crazy week. Crypto has been going crazy. Stocks don't know which direction they want to go, up or down, sideways, sideways. There's a lot of emotion in the financial and decentralized markets right now. Sell in May and go away may be replaced with Mayday, 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 Mayday. But thanks for tuning in this week, despite all the craziness. Make sure you bring a friend next week to one of these episodes. Just share it with them. There's a lot of money to be made. This is just a place to get the tools to do it. Now, before this weekend starts, make sure you go use that code and take a chance on yourself and learn how to trade options before you follow this plan. Use codes 456 at stockcourses.co. You don't have to be a pro to start earning money with the strategies that I teach you there. Enjoy your weekend. And remember, this has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying, as you begin searching for answers to life challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.